Yeah, maybe I can give a bit of a context of where we are in the story. We're still talking about mathemusics, trying to understand how consciousness works in the body on basis of cell communication, based on the cell cycle, and how we can possibly represent that in the note by the notation of music. And in the previous session, we came up to the exploration on trying to see the link between the organs in the body and the orchestra. And I would like to make a brief introduction to that, because there's two points to be reflected upon. One of them is how the organs in the body form one integral cycle, and the other is how the musical instruments represent different modes of involvement, and both of them are combined in what we see in the body organs. Let me start with the body organs. Many people have a strange view about the body organs because of the way medical doctors look at them. You have cardiologists and pulmonologists and nephrologists, and basically every organ has its own medical specialist, which gives the impression that all of the organs could be looked upon as if separate. But when you look at all the organs, you see that all of them are a filter. Blood flows by on the one side, and the other side is connected to the body, to the outside of the body specifically, in a very specific way. And so when you look at the organs of the body, you can see that together they form a Möbius loop. That means that together they all complement and supplement each other, but every organ has a different position in the cycle of the organs, in the blood flow through the organs, and every organ has a different perspective in the way it positions the blood flow, first the inside and the outside of the body. And that is the essence of a Möbius loop, which is what you get when you have a rubber band. You pinch it on one side and rotate a bit, and it'll form a figure eight. And the organs in the body operate by that principle of a figure eight. The food flow, the food chain outside of our body continues within our body. And within our body, we see that all of the organs create one ongoing cycle in which every organ has a different part, like an element in a chain. And as a result, together they can process the relation between the inside and the outside. So that's also where we already earlier discussed that there is this relationship between the organs in the body and the gods of antiquity, because basically the gods, or the creative principles, are the instruments for our participation in creation. The organs are the instruments by which we can change our involvement, just as some of the organs are working towards the inside of the body and some of the organs are working towards the outside of the body. In the organ loop as a whole, we see that we can position ourselves more towards the inside, more towards the outside. In a way, you can compare that with a gear shift in a car, where you can go from the first to the second to the third to the fourth gear, which we also find in the sleep cycle, where in being awake in the day, we are connected to the outside world, which is what called the beta brainwave frequencies. When you close your eyes, with shut eyes, you're in a dream world. You can imagine and visualize, which is called the alpha brainwave frequencies. When you go deeper into that dream state, into that trance state, those are the theta brainwave frequencies. And in deep sleep, you end up with the delta brainwave frequencies. And so in the sleep cycle, we go from connected to the outside, to connected to the body, to connected to the organs, to connected to the cells, and back again. When we compare that to the musical instruments, we can see that there are instruments such as the drums, where you have sticks in your hands and you move your hands at a quite a long distance away from your body. When you look at the violin and the string instruments in general, basically you hold them with one hand and then with the other hand you act on the instrument via the violin bow. When you look at the woodwinds, basically you hold them in both hands so that they are closer to your body and you use your breath to vibrate them. And of course at the fourth level, the voice is actually within the body. So we can see that in the musical instruments there is that same relationship between very far to the outside in the drums, less on the outside, more in connected to us as well in the string instruments, held in both hands like an embrace in the woodwinds, and resonating in the body, from the body, in the voice. And so this is the parallel, this is the starting point which I would like to present for this exploration of the relationship between the orchestra instruments and the organs of the body. And Henk, you've already looked at that much earlier, so I would welcome your views on how, from your experience in music and your experience in the use of voice in the body, with your experience also in musical orchestration and how that works, how you might be able to describe this relationship of the organs and the internal switch from inside and the outside to the way the musical orchestra as a whole forms one musical instrument of a larger scale. Because evidently in an orchestra, which is the combination of all of the different musical instruments, there is the possibility to go from very high frequencies to very low frequencies and interplay between that. So how would you take it from there?
Yes, very intriguing just what you said on the voice and the cellular level and the delta waves created in the brain. And so I have the scheme in front of me that has put it all together. But there is no voice involved, because voice works on all levels, but specifically on the heart level and specifically on the throat level, on the vocal chakra, the throat chakra. But then instruments have more or less the same impact on the organs. So when we go from a broader spectrum, and we first take the musical instrument, as you did with the percussion, the drum and trumps, and etc. It's all referred to the lower pelvic area, and they relate to the endocrine influences of the ovaria, the testis, the prostate, and the baarmoeder, how's it called in English, the womb. And they also related it to a four-quarter beat. So that's also how they see this. And so this is all related to drums. And they also connected up to Saturn, the planet Saturn. So that is their and they put angels, the angel Gabriel is also part of the thing, and what we have more, the Friday and the diamond and the pearl are also part of it, and the earth. So it's all connected in this area. And when
Saturday.
Something is, yeah, with, no, not with Saturday, no, they put it here on the, what is the day on this, where is the day, it's a Friday. So I know it's Saturday from Saturn, but this is the scheme that I have here in front of me, and they have certain reasons for this to put it in that direction. But normally you say Saturday is Saturn day. That's true.
Yes.
But in
maybe you can associate this. Maybe you can scan the diagram, and we can add it so that people can see it. Okay, so the drums resonate in the belly, and so they're also connected to the organs at that region according to this schema. And
yeah.
Also they're associated with the four-quarter beat, which is like the walking rhythm. And then you say it's associated with Saturn. Maybe you can say a bit more about that, because Saturn, of course, is also associated with the time and regularity of rhythm.
Yeah, so that's quite easy to explain, because if you have a beat, you have the measures in the on scripture. You see all the measures, and these are the time limits. The music is within this time limits of Saturn. So, and that's regulated by the beat. And we call this also the beat. So in classical music we call it the measure, but then we call it also the beat in pop music. And you're beating, like you're beating up somebody, it's a certain rhythm. And that's a very strong rhythm. And if the rhythm is not so fixed, then we actually say that there's no rhythm actually anymore, because it's too vague, it's too new agey. So we say, no, we actually don't hear rhythm, we only hear a flow. But a flow is actually a very slow rhythm, because we are not used to listen to rhythms lower than 50 beats a minute. And then everything melts away. We get hypnotized or whatever. But it's purely because we are so over exercised, so we have to get too much information, because it's very clear that in the let's say 300 years ago, that people had an average heartbeat for around 40, 50, instead of the 60, 70 we have now. So also the heartbeat is getting faster through the ages, for several reasons. So we're speeding up in heartbeat, but maybe in 100 years we still have average 72. It could be that we are already at our maximum heartbeat. But so the making the poles in the landscape, putting the poles in the soil, that's a basic thing of Cronus, of Saturnus. So it's giving a division in time. So that's why it's so related to the beat, and that's why it's so related to. And also, when you feel the beat, you can also feel that your aura is getting a little bit contracted, and when the beat is off, it opens up, and when there's a new beat, your aura contracts again. So it's also this beat of the music is like a heartbeat for your aura.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so much related to Saturn in this scheme.
Can you tell a bit more about how they discovered that centuries ago the heartbeat was 40 rather than 60?
There is a lot of evidence that, for instance, the Matthäus Passion, that they did a lot of research on Bach and Handel, and they especially Willem Mengelberg from the Concertgebouw Orchestra during the early 1940s. He was the one who played it in this old text, not really in the old text, because it was a little less than 6 hours, the Matthew Passion.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that was that he went on with the average beat of 60 instead of the 80, what we normally do. And people who studied it, they found that even Willem Mengelberg was fast in those days, but he was quick. He was fast in those days because composers from 1600-1700, they played much slower. For instance, if you listen to harpsichord music, you can hear they play so quick. Even the slow part, they play incredibly quick, like it's piano, and that's really crazy because they did it much slower. Also, the dances they did, they were much slower. So it seems that we are dancing in the double beat. And since we were dancing in the double beat, we also speeded up in double the music because we liked this double beat dance. And so it went on and went on. And finally, in the 60s, it more or less got fixed in this rhythm. And in this 440 hertz done by Goebbels in the Second World War, the standardization. So then it was more or less standardized. This is music. This is it's related to the heartbeat. So we say 72 till 80 beats. That's a normal beat. So we go from there. But if you study this carefully, like Tom Cotton, for instance, did. Reinbert de Leeuw, who's excellent in this, he doesn't talk much about it, but because he don't like to make it in this area, he said, just get the experience, don't talk about it, just feel it. And he's really excellent in this. He's one of the most famous, I think he's the most in the world, the most skilled composer. Director who's very sensitive to this way of getting the purity, the silence, the divineness, or whatever names you can give to music. He's excellent in this. And if you would put it in religious terms, he can just play the Holy Spirit, or he can just play with music, almost any music, and to get his Holy Spirit down on earth, just to give it a musical turn. And it's so fascinating what he does, and what I hear that he does when he finds his notes, his refinedness, he's always playing slowly. Because if you go quick, you don't get this awareness, you don't get into this, because it's too quick. A piece of music faster than 80-90 is too quick for you to slow down. You're beating your heartbeat up, so you have to slow down your heartbeat to create more awareness. And if you slow down, you get more a cellular experience, just as you were talking about the brain waves that finally ending up with the delta waves. You will have this very refined feeling. Ooh, I can even feel it. It's pouring into my cells. It's such a brilliant music. I can even feel my cells moving. And that's what I call the Holy Spirit experience. And that's mainly done with a bunch of notes playing very refined in time. So it's not a real Gronus beat what you're playing then, because if you put it in Gronus, you don't get this feeling. You only use Gronus not to bump on the poles that are standing in the landscape. But if between those poles, there's a lot of space. Just the imagine the space that's between the cells. That's awkward how huge this distances are, and there's also within music, but somewhere there is a definition, and you better respect the definition, because otherwise you bump into this pole in the landscape and you get a bump on your head or something. Now, this is how you can relate this with this slower and faster playing of music. we are in times that everything, almost everybody is in cocaine speed. If you're not in cocaine speed, processing speed, then you're a little too slow on the clock. So if you look how people respond to computers and how they get how their mind gets stolen by all these electric devices sucking up their refined attention, losing their music because of it, because you get the music by slowing down this pace. Like you go into sleep, you go to the delta, and if you listen to music, you always have to go more slowly, and then when you went slowly, you speed up again to normal speed again. But as composers and conductors do, they always start at a point where people are. So if I have an audience with a heartbeat of 80, and you start a little quicker than the composer said. So for instance, Handel says, okay, start this piece with 80 beats a minute. Yeah, but the room, the concert hall is a little bit upset. So let's start on 86. And slow down, so the next piece you slow down a little bit, but then the largo, that's most of the time, or the larghetto, that's most of the time the slowest piece that's been played, is also then 3 or 4 beats faster than what's prescribed by the composer in those days. And most of the time, the composer did not display this because he was not aware of the fact that his music would be played 200 years or 300 years later. So they didn't even put it down, because if you play the music, you know how fast you should play it, because it's strange to play it faster, because we are in this situation. So if you would play nowadays music in this high speed and slow it down half, maybe in 200 years everybody plays it in that speed. So we don't know exactly how it went, but there are very serious signs that the heartbeat was much slower, like 40, 50 in those days. So the average heartbeat was slower. And there's also an idea that the breathing was also slower in normal situations, and not in anxiety situation, not in hyperventilation state, because it was all the time the same. So that about it. So I'm going back to
the drums and the rhythms.
The drums again, and the rhythm. So everything. If you look at the drum and you beat it, you also see that it's a very low tone. Most of the time, it's the lowest tone of the orchestra or the music. So it's also the slowest frequency. So the beat is slow, and because of the slowness of the beat, it's very dominant. Because if the beat is a little bit out of sync, the whole piece of music diminishes because the beat is out of sync. So the beat is also a tone. Not much people are aware of it, and in Western music, it's not so much well tuned. Only the pauks in the orchestra they are tuned. And the tabla in the Indian music, they are also tuned to specific pitches. But most of the drums, they are not very well tuned. They're just a drum, and a lot of times the drums is a little bit out of tune with the other instruments. The drum is not related to the 440 yet, because they did not properly tune it. Of course, you will have this tuning on your CD, then it's well tuned. But normally, when you hear a band playing, the drum is not so well tuned. Yeah, and that has to do with humidity of the place you're in, and then they use the plastic skin, etc. To be able to tune it better. But nevertheless, that's about the drum. And there's other thing related to the drum. It's been a part of creation, the drum beat. It's recreation and creation. So it's a very, very powerful drum. So if you say ugly things about the beat and about drummers, sometimes I do remember that it's part, that it's the main part of creation. And it's connected to purity and discipline, order, harmonics, and that kind of stuff. So there's much more into the drum than we realize. And if you go deeper into the drum, we go to the rainwoods of Brazil, well, where you have all those fascinating drum rhythms, like 16 quarters or 15th beat, and that kind of crazy beats. It's so fascinating, and what it does to your hormones, because what I do with specific tuning, the Brazilians with their rhythms, with the samba rhythm, with all those kinds of different rhythms, they create the hormones by drumming. And I was lucky to follow several of those drumming sessions, and it was so fascinating to get this same feeling by drumming than by singing. It was so flabbergasted. So these are the same vibes, but you have to drum very, very precise, and very, also this Brazilian drum beating, they are so fast and sharp. So you have to be so alert. And it was fascinating that you could even have or feel this laid back feeling in this very tremendous drum rhythms. And just by again, not collapsing, but by opening up completely, when you were beating this very hard rhythms, you could have this laid back feeling, but still you were drumming like crazy. And I never had this experience again, only in this Brazilian drumming shop. But nevertheless, so because we are in Western society, we are much more related to melody and harmony. These more tribal groups or tribal music, they find all those things. They have found all those harmony and melody only in the rhythm. So they are so excelling on rhythm. We are not aware of it in classical music, that they are so excelling in this, that they do the same with rhythm as what we do in classical orchestra with melody and harmony. So. And you see that's why it is so important, this drum rhythm. Okay, now getting to the next organ area, and this is an area that's related to liver, the spleen and the pancreas, and it's related around the navel area, and they call it the wood blower's instrument, the flute, etc. So everything blowing with wood, like the fagot, the clarinet, the block flute, the now there are much more flute, but just a few that I come to this. They are very much related to the planet Jupiter, and Schubert's moderns. They related to also to the taste. It's related to Saturday, and they. I don't know how to spell it in English.
What's the Dutch word?
And they also, viooltje.
The violin flower?
Is it called a violin flower?
Viola,
okay. A violet, okay. Yeah, there's also the color that's also related to it. And that's also violet. It's funny that it's so combined. Yeah, I didn't know that it was viola called in English. And it's related to the element of water. And it's also related to the 6/8 beats.
Can you tell a bit more about that 6/8 beat? Because the 4/4 beat or the 4/4 beat is basically left leg, right leg, left leg, right leg. So a continuity in walking. So what would the 6/8 do? Because that basically implies a turn. That you, like in the waltzes, you step to the side and step back and then and step on the place. So that would be more of a turning movement.
Yeah, so I think it's a little bit related to this. Especially in this scheme, because they are very very fond of the heart, then the waltz rhythm, the 3/4, and if you double that, you actually get a 6/8. But 6/8 is a little different than a double, and then the speed up has a 3/4 measure. But I don't know. I don't know this measure well enough to say something really good about it.
Okay.
Only that it's and that it's quite beat is speeding up. It's a speeding up rhythm. I know for seven chords music that it's creating a lot of ability to decide. And so the 7/4 music like you have in Eastern Europe, that's very good to provoke free will decision. And people who are not able to make easily 7/4 music, they have a problem with integrity. That doesn't mean that they don't have integrity, but they have a problem with integrity. And
can you reformulate that? So when people with a problem in integrity, they have difficulty with the 7/8 rhythm. Is that correct?
With dancing, and it's also a difficult rhythm to dance. But people who have this high standard of integrity, they can easily dance that rhythm. And people who are a little bit polluted with it, to say it nicely, are more corrupt. And we have to get away from judgment. So that it's the wrong thing to say it like this. But it's so funny because it's so clear to see. When people are able to dance or to beat the 7/4, they seem to have they can decide spontaneously and take the right decision. They are not hindered by all kinds of corrupting feelings. They do what's best for everything, for everyone, especially for themselves, but not from an egotistical point of view, but from an altruistic point of view. Putting themselves as a leader in front of it, so that you get the following in the positive way. And people who will follow that rhythm, they decide for themselves to follow you, because you cannot influence that. it's easy with two quarter speed to get them follow one, two, one, two, one, two. You get them easily hypnotized. The seven quarter beat is not an is for sure not a rhythm you can hypnotize people easily with. So they have all these specific qualities. I've done some studies especially on the seven quarter beat, so that's why I know much more of it than from the other beats. But I was very fascinated also by it, and it's found so much in Romanian and Bulgarian music, the area of Yugoslavia, the lower parts of Macedonia, Kosovo, that kind of area. They are very fond of this this rhythm. But it's not in this scheme. But just to let you know that all those rhythms and measures, they have a very specific quality, and it's a pity that Pythagoras did not write much about it, because it seemed that the rhythms in those days of Pythagoras were so slow, in average, that they hardly took notice for notation in that field. But it's, since Pope Gregorius took away almost every written music that there was in those days, so there's not much to decide. But it could have been that it was in the work of Pythagoras, but nevertheless, then they also took that out because the beat, the measure, the beat is so powerful, and also the Gregorian chant was almost complete harmony with no beat in it. So if you clap your hands with the, you never will clap your hands with Gregorian chant. So it was when you used the drums, you could end up on the stake in those days. It was very serious not to make any beat music, and some folks did, but then yeah, they have to chop wood and they did other things. But it was dangerous, so as soon as the Inquisition found you beating something for musical reasons, then you were a witch or something like that. And it said that was one of the reasons that he wanted to get rid of all those heretic music. But I did not study it well enough to say the real things about it, but there are things I've heard and read some things about it, but I should attribute it very well to say, to elaborate more on this. Nevertheless, we are here with the boot instrument, and the funny thing is that the only thing Gregorius left that was older than his days, that was the sound of the green sleeve. Perhaps my love you do me wrong to cast me off this curtis tree, and I who found you most of all will delight that in your company. Which is of my delight, it was all my joy, etc., etc. So that is actually one of the very rare songs that were older and not killed by Pope Gregorius, and it's also related to this area of liver, spleen, and pancreas. But it's funny that it's the one that was left over from the old days. So let's go to the next level, to the solar plexus level, and that's the area of Mars, related to the planet Mars. And the organ is the organ, the pipe organ is the instrument that's related to this stomach gall. The gall. And the
adrenals.
Adrenals, yeah, and the adrenals. So that's much related to this kind of feelings, and it's five quarter measures. And now, for instance, if you use the five quarter measure as well, you could get rid of obesity. So this is also in this scheme. So it's very nice to see the how they it's a very defined scheme, how they gave also some treatments by using some measures, or just by listening to organ music, you could slim yourself. And so I make it very simple in this way also, not to make it funny, but just to have it very clear. And so they gave also another thing, so or to listen to organ music, you could lose your anxiety, your knowledge of guilt, or your knowledge of sin, and it would disappear. Doubt, to get doubt of your system. And it's related to the what day it is. You don't have a flower in it. Yes. So this is the area of the organ, and for instance, they give also an idea of how you could tune up your area in that area, and that's when they give the Hallelujah chorus of Handel playing organ section. So you know the chorus, Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. That one, that's very very strong to get that area in balance. And listening to organ concert.
Can you tell a bit more about the relationship between because the organ and the organs become very closely connected. Of course, the sound of the organ was often played in larger rooms, like churches, cathedrals. In fact, you need a larger room to get the subsonics of the organs become sensitive. For example, the cathedral in Liverpool, the Anglican Church, has such a large volume that the subsonics actually become a sensible vibration. So at that level, the organ actually starts to play with the whole body, interplay with the whole body. Is there more that you can say about that? The way that work on the organs?
In the old days, before I started with this work, I was very fascinated by organs, and since I was not such a good organ player, I started on synthesizer. I went on with synthesizer, but I also played several times on organs in churches. And also I was a very fond visitor of, so you see me then in those days as more or less a punk guy, sitting between all those Christians with their straight faces and listening to organ music. So you have these conservative Christians, Bible Belt people, who who are most of the time very fond of organ and organ concertos. So, and they listen to all kinds of crazy music that you would say they would not listen to that, but they also love this kind of crazy music. So that was a really fascinating experience for me to have all those people together listening, for instance, to the in the Laurenskerk, that has a quite pretty organ in Rotterdam, and see all those people together. The experience over there and what happens, especially, it's an effect you don't have easily in your living room with your stereo, but in the church itself, it has this magnificence of vaporized through your cells and specific scales penetrating certain parts of your spine, so you can really feel with an organ sometimes that it's climbing around your spine when they play. And sometimes I could feel that they were playing on a liver, or they were playing on my head, or that they were playing in my belly, or they were playing on my feet. It was really fascinating that they could deliver this kind of experiences in a church, so that you really could feel that the music touches your knees in a certain way, like somebody is caressing your knees. And another time they were caressing your belly or other parts. One thing that was very clear, that they kept away from playing things who were too much in the ovaria prostate testis area. There is not much music in organ music that has been played in that area. So then they all go down very soon to the knees. They don't play for the thighs either. So you have this biker trousers. This area is not very well played on organ music. Maybe it's because people get too aroused from it. But you can get aroused anyway from it, because you have these goose pimples quite often. But that's how I respond to organ music. And I don't think that everybody responds to this. So organ music is something different than dance organ music, the dry organ music. So that's a completely different organ we're talking, because it's also a mechanical organ, and it's completely different. But that's also an organ, but it's a dancing organ. And this is a church organ, or a choir organ, and that has different qualities. So, nevertheless, now let's keep it simple. So let's make a difference on that. And especially the measure for it, it's the 5/4 beat. And again, that's another beat that's also specific. So, but then you're getting too much into music, and so 5/4 is, let's see. It's a 5/4. That's it's a very. But then if you hear it, then play the music, then it sounds already a little different. But that's so the area of the adrenals, the stomach, and the gallbladder. So let's go to the next, to the heart, to the zwezerig, or how do you say that in English? The
thymus.
Thymus, yeah, the thymus gland. And here we have the thymus gland, and the instrument for the thymus gland. It's not in this scheme, but the instrument of the thymus gland is actually the voice, our own voice. Mm-hmm. And the day what day it was. Oh, the other one was the Thursday, and now we are on the which day? Here it is. We are on the Monday. The heart is on the Monday. So the Blue Monday heart. And the measure, it's the 3/4 measure from the walls. And the sound or this the music played that are love songs. So anything that's written on love that's related to this area. So that's the part that's very much related to the planet Venus. And if you tune on Venus, like on 4:42, then it's even stronger. Then you can even amplify it like this thing. And how's it called? The senses. It's a touching, feeling and touching. Touching the body, but also get touched by the voice, get touched by somebody else touching you. And if that's well arranged, then it's said that you don't get some illness will stay away from you, like cerebral vascular accident, the angina pectoris and the arthritis. So it's related to this kind of emotions. And if you work on your 3/4 measure on your walls of life, and when you work on love, then that could disappear. And the funny thing is, so I worked a lot of people who in the old days had a lot of arthritis, and they all have this problem with this heart, with this to feel really your own integrity, to be really connected, not to push yourself nor anybody else. So it's a very sensible scheme I have heard. And so then we proceed to the next level, to the thyroids. I have to translate it. And the thyroids are connected to Mercury, the planet Mercury. And the thyroids, they are also connected to the copper wind instrument, like trumpet, trombone, horn, etc. And the whole area of music is the brass band. And like you have in the Second World War, you had a lot of brass bands, Glenn Miller Orchestra, beautiful sounds and very powerful in getting new creation. So the thyroid gland is very important in that for this. And on what day it was, the day of, let's get to that. And when it when you don't when you're out of shape in this area, you can easily get the flu. And you can get easily the flu by lying, cursing, scolding, and repression. It's related. So if you use if you blow the trumpet, you can. But to say it's very simple, if you blow the trumpet, you can get rid of your flu, or you can prevent flu. That's more or less how this scheme is built. And it's also related that it is a function of your creation power to get your creation power going, to manifest the creation power that's within you. And that's actually why I have this kind of profession, to get this creation power out of people and that they really start to manifest this creation power. And the funny thing is that there's not a measure for it, in usable terms. And maybe there's no measure because it's also Mercury. And Mercury is almost opposite of Saturn because it's so quick. It's very quick. It's a 9 months or less than a 9 months period. And in a year or so, it doesn't like too much borders, and that's also what you see with this copper instruments. They all have this chakra-like endings on its end, and just every tone has a different way of getting to this instrument, and that's exactly how the throat chakra works. And so for me, the throat chakra and all the things related, that's the most special one. But other people would say that's a different one, but that's from my profession, the tyrosine is the most important, and I actually think that from the other profession that should be also the same. And likely in the future that will be also the case, because we can put so many things on and off by our own voice. If you voice it, you can put it on or put it off. And with the other chakra, it's much more difficult to put things on or off. And so it's also related to decisiveness. So if you have a seven part of it together with your thyroid gland, you have something in your capabilities that you are not aware of that could get created. So this is related to the organ, and that's then especially related to the voice, the voice area. Okay, so next level is the kidneys. Or the four, the Anya chakra, the place right between the eyebrows, where the hypophyse, how do you say hypophyse in English?
Hypophyses.
Oh, hypophyses, okay. I thought I was going to say something very simple, hypophyses. So the hypophysis in this scheme, it's also very much related with the kidneys, and that's also true. Adolf Hitler used this one very much to get people aligned in kidneys and hypophysis, and that's why I used the two quarters beat. And so that's very funny that you can get people out of their integrity by putting this two quarter beat on and on and on and on, and let them march in it and do all the kinds of things you want to hypnotize in them, because it's a very powerful center together with the kidneys. So that was one of the secrets that Hitler did with resonance. The guy was really brilliant on this. And although it's a little bit strange to say, but there was so much knowledge in the Third Reich about these kind of things and how to abuse it or use it for your own needs. So, and the instrument that's connected to it, that's the piano. And that's also an instrument that has a large range. So, like we have the hypophysis playing with all your hormones, the piano does the same. Like the organ has also a lot of huge range for all the organs. And now the piano is playing on the level of the organ, but then on the hypophysis level and on the kidney level. So it's actually a more not more subtle, but more it's not more refined, but
more intrigued. Clever in any case, yeah.
Yeah, more intrigued. It's you can do other things with a piano you can't do with an organ. And so it's fascinating what they did with piano music, and it's also fascinating that Beethoven, Ludwig van Beethoven, was the first real piano concertmeister, and what he did on this Uranus level, it was really fascinating, and so from that on, it's said that Napoleon could not win the war because of the piano. Some people say so, but they have all kinds of funny explanation. But this is not in this scheme. But it's just the way. So that Napoleon could not suppress the people that he would love to do, because they had figured out the piano instead of the clavier cymbal or the harpsichord and the organ. And that's also because it's related to this hypothesis. Okay. So that's about it. And so it works on the intuition. So, okay. And so I go to the pineal gland, the epiphysis, and that's related to the sun in this schedule.
And somewhere the sound.
Nay, the sun.
The sun.
The planet.
Yeah.
The planet, not the planet, the star. The star sun. And so this is, and that's related to the violin, to the cello, to the basso continuo. How is the magician called, who are all doing this?
The strike,
String instruments, String instruments. String instruments, yeah. And the violin concerto is a very very good way to get this epiphysis running and well tuned. And let's see what's more related to it. When it's not well tuned, you're eager to get psychosis, and if you're not using it so well, you can get be obsessive and get drug related, and etc. etc. So this is related to the crown chakra. And then we have that's related to each other, because it's getting too complicated the scheme to put it all together. And then we have also the harpsichord, who works also very much on the epiphysis, but it's on a higher level than the epiphysis. So it's above. It's an electromagnetic field above the epiphysis in the crown chakra.
Epiphysis, the pineal gland.
Yeah. And now your voice is completely disturbed, okay? Mm-hmm. So we have to break off the scene very soon. So you can still hear me well?
Yes.
Okay. So then I will finish it off. So this is an overview of all the things we have together with music, from the groin area to the upper part of our head, related with the hormones, with the neurotransmitters, to and these neurotransmitters are again related to the measure beats, and how all this music is put together in an orchestra. So if you listen to an orchestra and you hear the violin playing, then you know, then you could know that your epiphysis is getting played on. And if you listen, if you get a piano, you get your hypophysis and your kidneys played on. And if you hear the copper blow instruments, the trumpet, etc., your thyroid glands are affected by this music. And if you hear somebody singing, then we know that your heart is touched. And when somebody is playing organ, then your adrenals, your stomach, and your gallbladder is regulated and also touched. If it's a nice composition for you, of course. Yeah. And, so, and if it's the right thing for you to play on that specific moment. And a liver, spleen, and pancreas, they are very much affected with wooden instrument, with reed instrument, like the hobo and the fagot and the flute. And the last but not least, for sure, what's affecting us the most in our everyday life, in our movement, in everything we do, these are the drums, the percussions, the beat we hear in percussions. And it's also funny, just to say a little thing more about it. So when you have this vandalism in football or soccer stadiums, then it's also related with a certain rhythm. So if you could change the beat of the vandalism, you could change the soccer hooliganism by just changing it a little bit. So if you would have a musician doing this, then you could do this in certain ways that you change the rhythm a little bit and the beat, so you create other neurotransmitters. So if I spoke about it with the chief of Amsterdam, commissary of police, and I thought that he would know it, so I was talking very intriguingly, and I was very fascinated. Now finally I speak with a guy who knows everything about it. He was looking with great white eyes, and what are you talking about? We never heard this kind of crap, and how stupid of to think of you that it works like that. And he didn't say that, but I could read his mind. And I thought that he would knew that. So it was a very funny situation that I was a little bit. You understand what I mean. But nevertheless, things like that you could affect by it. But since the commissary of police is not a musician most of the time, he doesn't have a clue, and even. The guys from the Ministry of Internal Affairs, they when you hear this kind of stories, they think you're in those days, I'm talking about 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, so they really thought that you were a creep and you really were going bananas and they were offended that somebody could buy your stupid ideas. Kind of thing. But the funny thing is, sometimes the Ministry of Internal Affairs bought also these those stupid ideas, so they were not so stupid at all, but they never said that it was brilliant. But maybe later on they will do it, they understand it better. But then, just to summarize it with a little funny story. Anyway, is it a little bit according your ideas also, Otto? Maybe your microphone is working better.
Well, I think we covered a lot of different aspects of the musical instrument, and in a way, we created a foundation for a continuation of this. because now, in a way, we have described the different notes, so that next time we can talk about the melody. This time we talked about, you explained the relationship between the musical instruments, the body areas, and how people are affected by music in general. And I hope that next time we can go more into this parallel between the orchestra and the body organ circulation, so that we can have a better understanding of the way that we can describe what happens in the interplay in the organs and between the organs, in terms of the way composers make use of those different instruments, which you have now neatly associated with different parts of the body and the way we relate to our context, so that we can go more into what you ended up with as well, the understanding that by music we do actually quite directly affect the body organ circulation and thus also our health.
So I just to have a little idea of what I will tell them next week. I've done something with Mark van Delft. He's also a composer, and he has written quite a lot, and also exposed a lot of his knowledge to the audience. And and I also had several times talks with him about the relation. Are these composers aware of the fact that they are putting in the piano, that they will stimulate the hypothesis? And he says, of course not, of course not. And when I asked Reinbert de Leeuw or Frans de Ruiter about it, they were also offended that you could think like this, like in these lines, and like saying that was Mozart thinking on this equation when he wrote this kind of music. They are very offended by this kind of remarks. And it was in a scientific background, but they were still offended. And Frans de Ruiter said to me, oh, hey, I think you better don't ask this question because everybody gets upset from it.
But that's logical, because in the same way, violinists always say that they would love to play a Stradivarius violin, at least that's the word about it, but at the same time they don't want to know how Stradivarius built his violin. So they're into playing it and into building it. So it's that same kind of difference that you're addressing now. And in a similar way, we looked into the details of the relationship between the instruments and the body, which is like building the Stradivarius violin, understanding the foundation of vibration in the body and in our health, so that next time we can look more at the playing of the violin in the way different composers use orchestration in different manners to correlate to different states of health, and as you've already also said earlier, to pre-announce different political transitions in the cultural environment. So shall we take that up next time?
One question more. So you were talking about the relation between the cells, how they respond on it, and the instrument. Did I hear that well? Or
yes. What I'd like to address is the understanding of how the orchestra is, let's call it a meta instrument. It's an instrument of instruments. In the orchestra, we can have a much larger scope and a much larger scale of vibrations than is normally found within any specific instrument. And as a result, a musician is a different kind of artist than a composer. A composer actually knows the limitation of every instrument. and as a result can compose the different instruments so that together they can do more than alone. And yeah. It's that notion that we also find in the organs in the body. Together they can do more than alone. And yeah. Specifically, the organs represent our capacity of relating the inside and the outside in a maintained balance. And that's also why in antiquity that was addressed at what is nowadays called the gods. It is that capacity to gauge, to calibrate our participation in creation. So I'd like to explore more about how composers look at this ensemble of the different musical instruments, because evidently it is also very necessary that medical doctors start to realize that the musical instruments that they have, which they call the organs of the body, by themselves are very limited in what they can do. And especially in geriatrics, which is the medical care for the elderly, you see that this model of organ replacement and organ treatment, it fails because the synergy between the organs is losing its dynamic. So there is a need for medical doctors to understand that they must think in the same way as is done in Chinese medicine and Indian medicine, that it is all about understanding how the organs complement each other. And that, of course, is in musical terms much better seen in the way musical instruments complement each other in forming the orchestra.
So if you don't syncope with each other in the beat, then you don't have music at all. Then you have cacophony, and and we have this heart rate, and we have the pulmonary rate, and we have all those rates, and then we're just talking about the beats of the different organs working together, synergize.
Yes.
But then we still don't have syncopation in it, and then how to syncopate all those organs together, and when they are really into in sync, as they say in music, then they should be very, very healthy, and then I think you will and people get holy because of that, because they their energy will rise around the 9,000-10,000 on an average day.
Yeah, so that's what I'd like to explore next time.
Yeah.
Are you in for it?
Yes, I'm very much into it. So, and then finally, His Holiness also come to come to with music, yeah. Because that's what the thing you
health
can feel
and holiness
with all this.
And healing, it's all the same word. It's wholeness.
It's wholeness, yeah.
So
yeah, but
there's a lot of people who misunderstood that, often intentionally, because politics, of course, plays a role. Money enslavement plays an important role, but to discover how it works helps to resolve the problems that exist with this.
Yeah, and that's so nice when you see this musician play their music at their utmost. They are really creating so much holiness, and then people, I think it's stupid. They just call, that's music. But that's not music, that is holiness. And if you play music on 6,000 bovies, that's unholy music.
Yeah, so I'd like you to make note of that for next time. Maybe just to round off, I'll just summarize what we have been discussing today. We're still talking about mathemusics, the relationship between cell communication in the body and the way musical notation might help to understand this. Today, you specifically address the relationship between the different musical organs and that vibrations that they induce to the response to those vibrations in the body. You described the different body levels and how music is used to play into that and to feed into that. And so for next time, it will then be the exploration of how this can be brought together in the art of orchestral compositions, to be able to see also what we can learn from that in the terms of helping doctors to see, understand that they do no longer look at the individual organs, but see the way the organs between them have their own kind of orchestration. So that'll be for next time. Would you like to round it off with some conclusion?
No, it's a very good expose what you told, and also it is again very inspiring to get all those things from Pythagoras together. Next time I will also refer a little bit more to Pythagoras, who also put his things already a little bit more together with math. So he made already more math from this, and it's also funny, now we are talking about this level and the body organs, you can also have some relation with it.
Excellent. So let's take that for the next time. And thank you again for this time, Henk.
You too.
Next time.
See you.